Agenda item 11?
Correct.
All right, Mr. Briggs, we have a resolution.
Resolution that we're proposing, which is a procedural item, which would allow the chair to appoint a hearing panel to conduct hearings. For example, we have a hearing panel scheduled for October 6th, I believe it is, for enforcement action. And this would allow the chair to proceed in that manner. So we recommend adoption of the proposed resolution.
Okay, question I have in the resolution itself on the second page, and I'm wondering if this isn't appropriate.
Thanks.
It begins in that, on the bottom of the first page in paragraph number 4, that last line, which begins, Central Coast Water Board staff shall supply a copy of the proposed decision to all parties who appeared at the hearing and requested a copy. I'm wondering if we can't make it an or.
We could make it an or. I put that language in because that's the language from the statute, but if anyone requests a copy, obviously we'd have to provide it under the...
Laurie, we can't hear you.
That change is fine.
Change is fine, she said.
Okay. All right. So we'll make that change from and to or. And Ms. Okun, while you're speaking up, if you could tell me a little bit more about your thoughts on using this language when you talk about substantially changed, that there would be no more, you know, board time devoted to an item unless there was a substantial change in the item. How do you see that happening?
Well, it's possible that after hearing the evidence, the panel may recommend, for example, in an AGL, the panel may recommend a significantly different amount than was in the original order. All parties would have had an opportunity to comment at the panel hearing, but the board, it would be better for the board to accept brief comments. The way this is drafted, it actually says if there were changes, significant changes since the panel heard the item, and it really is unlikely because the panel is probably going to announce its proposed decision at the panel hearing. The board also has the option of allowing public comments at the full board meeting if it wants to. It doesn't have to limit it to the panel hearing, but one of the reasons to do this is to streamline the board meeting.
So we could, I mean, the purpose of these panels is simply to expedite the presentation and introduction of testimony, and then have the panel provide a recommendation to the entire board, and at that next board meeting, the board could decide to entertain more testimony and essentially then kind of continue the item at that point in time and
right.
Complete it at that point.
Right. It could do that. And, for example, the state board uses this procedure, and sometimes they will hear comments at the first hearing. They call it a workshop. We would be calling it a panel hearing. And they may direct staff to make some changes in the proposal, and those are put out between the workshop and the meeting. And so the first opportunity for public comment on those changes would be in between the two meetings. I think that's pretty unlikely in the procedure that we would use.
Okay. All right. Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, I'm looking at on the proposed resolution, item 5 on the page 2. And this last sentence, the Central Coast Water Board shall make an independent review of the record. I'm assuming that means that the board members will, on their own, review the record. And correct me if I'm wrong on that. And take additional evidence as necessary. And I think maybe this goes to what you were just talking about, but I'm not sure. Who decides what's if it's necessary? And then who decides also what's substantially changed? Two questions. Who decides additional evidence is necessary? Is that the chair or what?
share with my input. This sentence here that you're referring to is actually straight out of the statute. So we would have to determine in each case whether due process considerations or any procedural statutes require the taking of additional evidence.
Okay. Okay, and then I assume that also applies to who decides what's substantially changed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And independent review, Ms. Okun, does mean that those members of the board that did not sit on the panel have to watch the videotape?
Either watch the videotape or listen to the audio or read a transcript. And we could have transcripts prepared if that's the board's preference. And then also, of course, review the agenda materials that the panel reviewed and any additional evidence that was submitted at the hearing. And there shouldn't be additional evidence submitted at the hearing.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on the proposed resolution? Dr. Hunter?
Is this an option that the parties that would be involved with the situation in the hearing, do they have a choice as to whether or not they go before the whole panel or the subset of the water board?
No, it's up to the chair to make that decision. If anyone objected to this procedure, I suppose that we could consider that, but the chair has the discretion on whether or not to use this procedure.
Part of this, Dr. Hunter, is in trying to facilitate creating more room on our agendas for more routine items. Some of the ACLs can take up, as you know,
yes,
3, 4, or 5 hours.
And yeah,
so
it
would expedite
that
if we could target different dates and have a panel.
I think as long as there's an opportunity for someone to object to that, if they really felt they might be at a disadvantage. I realize that the timing of these hearings and moving with these things in a efficient way forward to really assess in depth. Some of these cases are very complex, but I'm just curious about the distinction to the entities, the parties being heard, that they feel that they're getting the best and fairest hearing possible. And I agree that the subpanel would do a very good job of that. I know the board members would take their duties very seriously. I just wanted to understand what recourse or what opportunities they would have.
Well, they can, they could address the board.
Yeah.
If they felt something, wasn't presented properly, or they didn't have adequate time, or something like that. But, we're the ones proposing this to help facilitate and manage our agenda.
Also, Mr. Chairman, there's another reason, which is for the folks who are being heard, because by doing this, we have more flexibility in terms of scheduling a hearing, the location of the hearing. Doesn't have to conflict geographically necessarily, and basically having a time certain, which is going to be a lot more convenient for the people who have to be involved with the hearing.
And I envision that we would have, panels for matters for the north part of the region and panels for the southern part of the region, and so board members that live in either, extent of that range could participate in a southern panel or a northern panel and make it even easier that way on the board.
Thank you.
Okay.
And also to address Dr. Hunter's question, the statute clearly provides for this procedure, so I'm not sure on what basis any discharger would object that they weren't receiving a fair hearing. The board could always exercise its discretion to not have a panel hearing or to have a panel hearing in any particular case, but my sense is that the dischargers prefer this because of the scheduling issues and also because they tend to get more time.
Okay, any other questions on this matter? All right.
We have the one proposed amendment.
One proposed amendment. And do I have a motion?
Move to accept with the amendment.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Moving along, we have already dealt with 13 and 14, so we'll go to 15,